Every Pittsburgher knows steel mills and coal mines make up the city's rich industrial past. But as 90.5 WESA's Amy Siss reports for our Good Question series, southwestern Pennsylvania was once a hub for another industry, salt.
Before refrigerators, salt kept meat fresh. It was expensive for Pittsburgh's earliest settlers. It arrived by boat from England, and horses hauled it across the Appalachians. That leg of the trip took 20 days and led to a steep markup in price. This all changed in the early 1800s, and it sparked the curiosity of Good Question listener Charlie Jones. He's a geology lecturer at the University of Pittsburgh.
Well, I read somewhere that the first industrial use of coal in Pittsburgh was to boil salt water from springs to get salt. Where were these springs? Are there any still flowing?
To answer this question, I had to leave Pittsburgh and head 40 miles east to this spot along the Conemaugh River in Indiana County.
Looks like there's a sign up here. It says West Penn Trail at Watson Mine.
This is where a coal mine opened in 1813 to supply fuel to boil brine for the first salt works in western Pennsylvania. But all I could see were trees and a grassy field. So I met up with a local history buff in back of the nearby historical society.
My name's Jack McGuire. I was born and raised here in Salzburg, Pennsylvania.
Salzburg, named for the industry that took off here. McGuire says animals helped lead humans to salt. Deer often congregated around a natural salt lick.
It's just a little crack in the surface of the rock strata.
With salty water, the brine trickling out. A resident named Mrs. Deemer realized one of these salty springs was on her land. Her discovery prompted her neighbor to try to produce salt on a big scale. To do that, William Johnston needed to drill into the source of the brine several hundred feet deep. Johnston used a spring pole drill, like the replica McGuire built near the river.
Is that it?
Yes.
McGuire shows me several wooden poles sticking up out of the ground to help support an iron chisel. It pounded the ground over and over again with momentum generated by the driller's own body weight.
Probably like a two-man, three-man operation.
Each well took up to 10 months to complete. Once the driller hit the watery brine in the rock below, he switched into production mode and started extracting the liquid. That's where the coal came in. Crews burned it to boil the salty water in big cauldron kettles. McGuire points one out on display.
Salt crystals would form. And they'd be scooped out and put in an area to be dried.
By 1830, the valley was the third largest salt producer in the country. Salt works popped up all over southwestern Pennsylvania. This history is chronicled in Salt in the Conemaugh Valley. It's a massive book written by Bill DeZombeck, who passed away in 2015. Here's his son.
It's exhaustive.
Dave DeZombeck is a civil and environmental engineering professor at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
That's the way Dad was, a very thorough person, a lot of detail. And, it, you know, it's probably more of a reference book than a take-it-to-the-beach book.
Bill DeZombeck researched the subject for years after retiring from the chemistry department at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. He describes a number of wells in Pittsburgh. One driller struck brine along the Monongahela, and the water reportedly gushed out of the ground, shooting 30 feet in the air. I kept coming across references to wells where the 9 Mile Run flows into the Mon, so I went exploring along the confluence in the East End.
There's a lot of rocks, wooden boards, looks like there's an old dock.
I couldn't find any sign of the old industry, and I stopped short of taking a sip of the water to see if it tasted salty. Although I have yet to find a salt spring, DeZombeck lists over 300 salt makers who set up shop before an oversupply sent profits plummeting. I imagine many of these sites are overgrown or covered by roads and buildings. But some of the springs may still be flowing, known only to the deer that roam nearby, licking up the salt. Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.